Hello, dear reader. Sorry, a little late today, but here it is. Finally, it is here. Sculpt My Dreams. It's the perfect 3D computer program to show how your small tits can look like after you've gotten a silicon implant. You can look at different alternatives, depending how big the implant is. It is all there. You can sit in your calm home environment and decide the size. You can also convince your brain to actually believe that you have small tits, even if you are perfectly happy with your body and the size of your tits. You can, after you have looked excessively at this program, run to one of the plastic surgery places and beg them to put in new tits, perky and smiley tits, in all its sizes. You will be living happily ever after and have a body you will love. Let me tell you this, dear reader, this is just madness. If you're not physically hindered by either your small or big tits, or they are serious defect in some way, it will not make you live happily ever after to get new ones. Let me tell you some stories. I was sitting on a plane to Colorado from the sunny California when I was much younger than I am now. I was sitting next to a middle-aged man in very nice clothes. I looked stunning in my short skirt and nice sweater and cool shoes. We started talking, and after we had been chatting for some time, he concluded I had an accent. He asked me where I was from, and as truth is, I said I was from Norway, the Wonderland. This is close to how the rest of the conversation went. Next seat, man. Ah, you're from Norway. The women from there have such wonderful skin. And they are shining of freshness. Their skin is not exposed to too much sun, so their skin is blemish-free. He looked at me and nodded, agreeing to himself. I smiled and thought to myself, I will take that as a compliment. Then the next seat man continued, but your tits are too small. I was thinking, did he just say that, or did I just pass through to a parallel universe? Excuse me? I replied, and the conversation continued. Yes, your tits are too small, but don't worry. If you want to stay with me in my winter cottage for a week up in Aspen, I will fix your tits. I'm a plastic surgeon, and I would love to have you as company. Wink, wink. I concluded to myself, I do have passed through to a parallel universe. At this time, I observed people turning their head a little bit in our direction, not much, since this was on a plane, where usually people mind their own business, but the interest for a conversation was definitively there. I said, are you mad? I like my tits. They're just right. Do people actually take you up on this offer? Of course, he replied. Who doesn't want new tits, bigger tits, and better looking tits? And I'm rich, and my place is very nice. And you get new tits for free. My reply was, flight attendant, I need a new seat, away from this rude, horrible, and disturbed man. She got me a new seat, and I was fuming for the rest of the trip. Here, a doctor, with the morals of a scoundrel, had been telling me that I should be unhappy with my body, with my tits, and for sex, I could get something that would make me feel better. And this is what this program is telling you. You need a new body, new tits, and your life is going to get so much better. It is telling you, you are not perfect in your skin. You need something to make you feel perfect. Do you, dear reader, actually need to have someone tell you that you are not perfect, not beautiful, not wonderful? Actually telling you rudely you are not enough, and then offer you to fix it for a price? A very expensive price. And by own words from people who have gotten it done, very, very painful procedure. And that brings me to the next story. This was somewhere else in the world, and I had just quit work for the day, and someone I knew came to visit. I hadn't seen her for a while, and I thought she had been on holiday. She was beaming, but looked like she hurt a lot. Sis, I have gotten new tits. I used all my money to get myself some nice boobs. Do you want to see and feel them? I felt like I had passed to the parallel universe again, since we weren't that close, and actually have someone just strip off her clothes and drag out her tits in front of me is, even for me, a weird experience. but you didn't stop there. She actually grabbed my hands and put them on her tits and demanded I was going to feel them. By now, I just stayed in the parallel universe and felt her tits. And sorry to tell you, they didn't feel very nice or look very nice, and they didn't move nicely either. Not that I have felt a lot of other females' tits other than my own, but this is I actually wouldn't have used money on if I really hadn't needed to. They really felt weird. She said they needed to be massaged every day so they didn't get hard, and she was hurting like crazy while she did it, and the time after operation was very painful. She had allowed someone to cut into her perfectly nice body with procedures which can have complication, and the implant must be changed out after a certain period of time. Dear reader, do you like to touch weird tits or nice real ones but smaller? Do you like to hang around with people who have been convinced that they're not good enough, not pretty enough, not beautiful enough, and have cut into a wonderfully good body? I do love people, but a lot of times I can't understand why people are not listening to their inner beautiful self, but to others when it is about their body. It is such a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it gives us pleasure, happiness, and functionality. Why do we treat it so badly? Dear reader, I would love to have you sit down and write a list of things you like with your body and celebrate that, not what is not perfect, because our body is our most precious gift, and it should be treated with respect, like you should treat yourself. Have a nice lunch.